With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. State environmental regulators have proposed changes to how they assess pollutants that can kill aquatic species in rivers and streams. Environmental groups worry the methods aren't scientifically sound. Montana Public Radio's Ellis Julin has more.
Ammonia and dissolved oxygen at certain amounts in water can be toxic to aquatic life. That's everything from fish to stoneflies. Montana's Department of Environmental Quality is developing new methods to measure these compounds and determine if they're harming organisms. Derf Johnson with the Montana Environmental Information Center said these assessments are crucial for understanding if water quality is impaired.
That's not just good for the stream and good for the fish. It's good for people and it's good for our economic well-being.
MEIC and Upper Missouri Waterkeepers say the agency's draft methods won't protect water quality. In an information session put on by the groups, aquatic ecologist Joanne Burkholder shared her concerns.
The draft ammonia and dissolved oxygen assessment methods will fail to protect sensitive aquatic life in Montana waters from disease and death related to ammonia and oxygen stress.
Burkholder was critical of DEQ's measurement and sampling methods. This is not the first time this year that DEQ has faced scrutiny for how it determines water quality. The agency paused their process of developing narrative nutrient standards after a proposal saw no public support this summer. DEQ is taking public comment on the draft through Sunday, October 6th. In a statement to MTPR, a DEQ spokesperson said the agency will review and respond to all public comments it receives once the comment period closes. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.